This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thursday morning, all. That means it's an open line Thursday here with the Junks. You're welcome to call us anytime throughout the show at 800-636-1067. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Just go to cropmetcalf.com if you need information on how to become one of their five-star technicians. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes is where you would find me on the Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. Good morning to John Paul Flame.
What's up? Happy opening day.
Happy opening day. That is also today. That's correct. And Jason Bishop is here. He's probably going to have a dozen baseball bets.
Mike Moore sitting in for Bickle today.
Mike Moore is getting the computers up, thanks to him.
Set up the phones because it's open line Thursday.
It is, yes.
Let's take some calls today. Love it.
800-636-1067. Yeah, you don't park at Homewood Suites anymore.
I do not.
So I don't even know if you noticed. The lights were already on this morning.
I don't even drive.
Nats Park.
Don't even drive by Nats Park anymore. I come a different route to work.
Yeah.
But
they'll be closing off the street soon.
I think I saw Annie Yu tweeting at like 4 in the morning that they already have everything set up.
Oh, there's definitely a little buzz for opening day. The valet wasn't there. I waited for a few minutes, and then eventually I had to go to the person at the front desk and wave my arms and be like, can I leave you the key? So I left her the key, and she's like, are you going to be talking about the baseball? I said, sure. I read this article in the Post yesterday about Brad Lord. Did you guys read the article?
Yeah. No, did not.
So Brad Lord was an 18th round pick a few years ago by the Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
So he's not some ballyhooed prospect. And he makes the team. That's not the big story. The big story is he worked at Home Depot this winter.
Oh, I did see that headline. Look, if you're an 18th round pick, I mean, of course, nothing is guaranteed. You have to have some sort of alternative ways to make money if the baseball thing doesn't work out.
What year was he drafted? 22, 21, 22?
I believe 2022.
2022.
So somehow he got his fastball from 92 miles an hour up to 96 last year with Rochester.
Good. That's a great story.
18th round pick. But he was moving Christmas trees a couple months ago. Had the orange smock on at Home Depot. So yeah, pulling like, for him. He makes the team. Kind of a cool story.
Sounds like he had spent the previous winter to that working at Publix. So the guy's just hopping around from job to job, chasing the baseball dream. And good for him. He lands in the Nats bullpen.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
That is a very cool story.
I'm just going to guess. Massive pay raise. He's going from moving around mulch, and in the story it says Christmas trees, to being a major leaguer.
Major league contract.
Can you imagine?
So I'm in the tank for Brad Lord. Hopefully he is able to stay with the team for a while. He's going to be a long reliever for the team. I thought that was a good story.
That's a great story. I love it. It's a big day. Weather's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the 60s. A little breezy, but it'll be sunny. It'll be awesome.
Trying to think.
Games start at 3
to think
today.
If I could do anything at Home Depot.
I guess
I could
move Christmas trees?
Yeah, I guess I could do that. Or I could.
You wouldn't want to do it.
No,
but you could.
I could man one of the cash registers, even though they're phasing out humans at cash registers. But, like, I couldn't work in the aisles at Home Depot because people would be asking me questions about do-it-yourself and home improvement and where are the 2x4s, and I wouldn't have any idea.
Speaking of how they're phasing out cash registers. Mm-hmm.
It's happening everywhere.
Yesterday I saw an article about what Bill Gates predicts for the future.
Okay.
He thinks in 10 years AI is going to wipe out basically everything, that there's going to be 3 jobs.
Okay.
Let me see if I can remember the 3 jobs.
All right, 3 jobs. What are they?
One was coders.
All right.
Because you're going to need the coders to help create, I guess, the AI and everything.
Right.
2 was biologist.
Okay. Can I guess a third? Like doctors?
I think it was energy.
You definitely need
doctors. I think it
was
energy.
You don't need doctors.
No, I'm saying that should probably fall in the... If they're going to be 3, doctors probably should fall into that category.
Maybe they're going to be wiped out. Maybe robots are going to be doing your surgeries in 10 years.
All robot doctors.
I don't know.
I'm going for a physical in 10 years.
I call BS on that one.
And I'm just going to walk up to a kiosk and it's going to scan me and say everything's good. Or it's going to tell me I've got a blockage and I need surgery immediately.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe that is the wave of the future. I don't know.
What about lawyers? Don't need lawyers?
Maybe not.
That's not good for you.
What about DJs? What about wacky morning DJs? Did that make Bill Gates' top 3 list? I'm going to guess it didn't.
Well, he said 10 years. If you're still working in 10 years, getting up at 4, you got some problems.
you're probably right. So something's probably gone horribly wrong.
Well, who's going to lay my mulch and cut my grass and fertilize my lawn? Who's going to be doing that? Is that AI?
Any of those 3 jobs that JP mentioned?
Can AI do that?
Well, have you seen these robot dogs and like imagine how the advancements of the robot dogs and the drones and all those things to 10 years from now?
Yep.
So maybe there could be a robot mulcher for you.
You wouldn't
you might be right.
As long as
long as it looks good.
That's all you care about.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the key.
Yeah.
I was watching some NBA last night, and the Wizards got a win, which I know you don't want them to win very often.
Well,
I don't think
either.
It affects them.
We don't either.
I don't love that.
I don't think they're getting to 21 wins, but we don't want them.
I have my Wizards hoodie on.
They're playing bad teams. But.
And Alex Saar put up another nice line. Their rookie from France had 24 points and 7 rebounds. And Cakes looked up his numbers before we jumped on the air. In the month of April, he's averaging 17-7, which is pretty respectable.
Close to that. Let me pull it up.
And so I looked at the rookie Kia ladder, the Kia rookie ladder.
In the month of what? You said April?
March.
No, March, he's averaging 17 and almost 7 boards per game.
Yeah.
1.5 blocks per game.
He had 24 and 7 last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a rookie, I think he's really showing some good signs.
He's
the number 2 pick.
He's getting better. No
he's the number two pick in the draft. So that was cool. And then kind of the national game last night was the Lakers against
Is Koulibaly pretty much out for the rest of the year?
Well, he's got a strained hamstring. I don't think there's any rush to bring him back.
Well, I mean, with 10 games left.
I would imagine he's probably shut down.
Probably
shut down for the rest of the year.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah.
So
kind of sucks for the way it ended for him.
The Lakers, LeBron didn't score in the first half.
When's the last time that happened?
And I think he was...
I thought he had 2 at halftime. I thought I saw like a Twitter...
Did he have 2?
I think he had 2.
Okay. Well, he didn't have a field goal. Maybe that's what I'm confusing. But at the very end of the game, he still finds a way to get it done. They get a rebound. Luka pushes it up the court. I think to Austin Reeves, who kicks it to LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And with like 2 seconds left, he throws it back out to Luka, who drives, throws up a floater.
Good.
And with 0.1 second left, LeBron tipped it in.
Oh, wow.
Found a way to get it done. So that goes in as a buzzer beater for him. It is a buzzer beater with the tip in with 0.1 seconds. They had to go to the replay. They hit it. But I was telling Drab, his guy, Rui Hachimura, former Washington Wizard, hit a couple of big threes.
He hit four.
Gonzaga guy.
Yeah, he hit four.
But just down the stretch.
Yeah, he was 4 for 4 from threes. Yeah, LeBron didn't have a great shooting night, but getting the game winner, it's awesome. 120 to 119 over Indiana.
So I was kind of into the NBA last night, but tonight, of course, is all NCAA tournament. The Terps in action. I know we're going to talk about Kevin Willard here shortly. Mm-hmm. The poll results have shifted a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, our polls only go up for 24 hours, so you can still vote at Junks Radio. The question was, would Willard stay or leave? And it was about 50-50, but now it's starting to lean towards Willard leaving.
If I had voted yesterday, I would have voted that he's staying in College Park. They're going to get an agreement done.
Mm-hmm.
Today, if I had to vote, I would say, sounds like he's leaving.
And there's just so much to the story. It's crazy.
There's just so much to unpack.
Yeah. And my source was off on this one. I had a source that told me that the contract was being worked on.
Right.
And they wanted to announce it before the game.
All right, so let's.
But then my source came back last night and told me a lot of different things.
Let's take a quick break.
Yep.
And then we'll get really into the Willard thing when we come back. Coming up later on the show, Nick Dowd joins us from the Washington Capitals. They take on the Minnesota Wild tonight. I believe that puck drops right around the same time as the Terps take on the Gators. So I think it's around 7:30. So Nick Dowd will join us at 8:25. And because it's opening day, Dan Colco, Washington Nationals broadcaster on Masson, he's going to join us in studio. That's at 9 o'clock on opening day. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.